Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Beau again. So today, we're going to talk about comic books, I guess. We're going to talk about X-Men. And a rumor about how a character is going to be portrayed in an upcoming series involving that franchise there. As you might imagine, there are people who are unhappy, and it's one of those videos. So there are people who are unhappy that Morph, a character who can shapeshift, that character is rumored, I guess, to be non-binary in the upcoming series. And this has people upset, screaming, woke, and so on and so forth. Let's just go ahead and go through it. Let's start with this. The only things we don't have room for are hatred, intolerance, and bigotry. That's Stan Lee. Let's just start there, okay? Let's also remind ourselves that the X-Men were about civil rights. That's what it was about. The X-Men were woke from the beginning. That was their whole thing. 1963, they came out, they introduced at that point in time, and they were a metaphor. Because not just did you have the good and bad, you know, you also had the normal humans who didn't like the mutants. And that hatred, that bigotry against them, well, it changed things. It not only made them different, but it was a great metaphor for what was happening with the civil rights movement in the country at the time. Now, if you have a problem with that last sentence, that was also Stan Lee a quarter of a century ago. He said that in 2000 when he was talking about the series. It's what it was always about. The Sentinels, go back and really look at it and compare the time period that those things came out with what was going on in the United States and realize those are a giant metaphor for white racist cops beating black people. The X-Men have always been woke. They've always been about civil rights. 1966, Black Panther came out. It was all part of that attempt to bring it to the forefront, using X-Men to advance LGBTQ rights is totally on brand. Using X-Men to help a marginalized group become more accepted is totally on brand. That's what it was there for from the beginning. It's just how it started. It was always woke. It was always woke. The thing is, when you look at anything like this, anything that's good, that's a lasting franchise, you're going to find out it addressed social issues. It's what made it resonate. If you are somebody who is truly upset about this, not just upset because that doesn't respect the source material or something like that, but you have a problem not with, you know, it being changed at all, but the fact that the shape-shifting person who would go back and forth, I'm assuming, being non-binary, if that's your issue, just remember that if you were in an issue of X-Men, you would be one of the bigoted, normal people holding a sign. That's your character. That's who you are. You are not being the hero that Stan Lee knew you could be. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.